Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. Happy draft day. It is here, coming up later on tonight. But you can find our show on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us, as always, on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And no matter where you are, we will get you set for draft day as we take you all the way up until later on this hour, 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. And we're doing it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So the draft is later on tonight in Detroit. Which is interesting because Detroit, you could argue, is also where Reggie Bush had his best season of his career in the NFL with the Lions, played there a couple of years, and was pretty good for Detroit back then. And Reggie Bush is in the news now because he's getting his Heisman Trophy back after 14 years. As it was announced yesterday, the Heisman Trust cited fundamental changes in college athletics in their decision. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't know that this was that important of a thing that we had to have people pound the table for Reggie Bush to get his Heisman back, because it ain't like he was just innocent and was accused of a bunch of stuff that didn't happen. It happened. It's just the rules had changed. But apparently Reggie Bush needed to get his Heisman back, and that was the outcry on social media from a lot of people, including Johnny Manziel. I just didn't know that was that important.
Jonas?
He's not wrong. I mean, it's not
he's
like
not
this.
He's not wrong, but golly. Yeah,
this doesn't negate him from whatever happened back then. It's just, here's the reality of the award. They shouldn't take into consideration anything other than what's happening on the field.
That's what I would say.
That's always been my stance on these awards. This is not a Good Samaritan award. And not saying that Reggie is not a Good Samaritan. He is. I've worked with him, played against him. He's deserving of this award. It never should have been taken away from him, because the award never should be anything more than who's the best player in college football. The reality is, college football is you can't write the story of college football without including Reggie Bush. Like, he was that special of a player. He was, I'll say it, as far as my lifetime playing against and since then watching players, he was the best college football I'd ever seen. I'd never seen anyone who, at that position, in my time playing and playing against him, and afterwards, be able to impact the game the way he could. And so he was deserving of it. He probably would have won two if he went to Notre Dame. I've told him that a number of times. because I think he would have played earlier on in his career and gotten the ball more, and people would have seen what he was capable of even earlier in his career, and not just the 05 season and really even some of the 04 season. So very deserving that he won the award, and then he's finally gotten it back. You know, I'd make the case it's the criteria of the Heisman Trust that has led us to this point. Like, a lot of people look back on the NCAA and say, well, it's the NCAA that held. Well, the Heisman Trust is the one that made this decision. This isn't the NCAA. It's the Heisman Trust that then changed their tune as to saying, well, with the changing landscape, we went. By the way, this has happened for years. Like, NIL has been a part of college football for years. So why now? Like, what makes this quick change of judgment as to awarding Reggie Bush the Heisman Trophy now? And, you know, is there a pending lawsuit? You know, is there something that was coming up maybe that led to this? You know, who ultimately knows? But I'm happy to see him get it back, because working with him, I know how much it meant to him. And I know how much it hurt him when it was taken away. We had talked a lot about his legacy and what it meant to him in that regard. And so, again, it doesn't absolve him of what he was doing back then, or what had taken place back then. But that doesn't mean that he ever should have been taken away in the first place, in my opinion, based on what the award really represents.
I feel like there are complications to it, because he wasn't – it's like people were acting on behalf of what in all of this that took place. They were acting on behalf of the school. Like, everything that was taking place was to benefit USC. So, to me, when I look at this, this is something that should have fallen on the feet of who was monitoring, measuring what was taking place with the school. Because everybody out here has something that would probably fall below the lines of it's legal. Like, there's something out there on every school. Everyone. Every single one. There's not one school that probably isn't culpable in some way, shape, or form of someone who's related to the program that's working to make their program the best program in the country. So to me, when I looked at why his Heisman was taken from him, okay, the rules are the rules. Take his Heisman, but take the victories away. Return all the money back to all of the ticket holders that went to those games. Return the TV money back to the advertisers who advertised for those games. Like, just my whole thing is, don't stop with one thing. Don't pinpoint one thing, because it's too complex to say Reggie Bush was the problem, so take Reggie Bush's, take his Heisman from him in the scenario that played out. I just feel as though
I don't think he was, but he wasn't the only one who suffered that, right? Like, you could actually make the case that, you know, outside of the Heisman being taken away, which again was the Heisman Trust decision, and it was their decision to give it back.
Yep.
It's the NCAA that ended up then punishing USC after Pete Carroll left, after, you know, Reggie had left, where those future players are the ones that really suffered. And with the lack of scholarships and everything else that came along with it, which, I mean, look, that's one of the issues with the NCAA and any sort of punishment that they delve out. It's always retroactive. And so it hurts the future generations, even though they had nothing to do with it. But what you're touching on is, look, was there institutional instability? Yes. And that's what really went rampant. And as far as, you know, what was going on, you know, it could have been more than one. And maybe he did, unfortunately, become, you know,
the
one
scapegoat.
In a way, right? Like, Pete Carroll obviously was overseeing all of it. He just goes up to Seattle Seahawks, and now he's a head coach in the NFL. It's like, well, you're not going to face the burden of any of this? Like, there's nothing
he
that's attached to you in this regard?
Right. He got up. All I'm saying is the NCAA came and did what they were going to do. Throw the Heisman Trust in there. Throw the Heisman Trophy. You don't think that they were able to generate a ton of money off of Reggie Bush's brand being attached to the Heisman? In the end, give all the money back. If you're disqualifying him as to what he is, then return it all. Don't just say, okay, there's no retroactive, because you're retroactively punishing him. But everybody has reaped the benefits of what Reggie Bush brought to the table.
My understanding was if the money was returned from what was allegedly taken, that he would have gotten it back.
He's never even acknowledged he did anything wrong, really. Like, and like the school, like they lost 30 scholarships. They've been a disaster since then. And he's never really like stepped up and said or apologized or anything like that. It's just been kind of, people have been pounding the table for him. I just wish people would be a little bit honest and just say, look, it's not actually his Heisman Trophy. It's OJ's that we refurbished. If they would just say that, I think we could all be on the same page here.
You are going deep right now.
What are you talking about? They never took away OJ's.
They didn't take away OJ's, by the way.
No. Well, because it all happened, obviously, after the fact.
They didn't take OJ's.
But.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
It says juice on this. Don't worry about it. That'll come off.
Wow. That's pretty deep. I don't know. I'm happy he got his award back, because at the end of the day, did what happened have any bearing on what he earned on the field?
I think to Brady's point.
Selfishly, I'll say this. If that's how he got to USC, then yeah, it did, because if he was at Notre Dame, maybe we win some national championships. Oh, that's the reality, is he was that special of a player. And I remember calling him back in high school and trying to recruit him and trying to get him to come to Notre Dame, because it was supposedly between Southern Cal and Notre Dame. And at that time, obviously he wanted to stay closer to home. That was one of the things. But the reality is, I'll say it again. I think when you talk about brand, and his brand, his brand became what it was because of his style of play. And how unique it was in the sense of his change of direction and his highlight playmaking ability. I just felt like if he would have came to Notre Dame, he probably would have won too. I really do believe that he would have been the second after Archie Griffin, because of the highlights, because of the national exposure he would have received, and especially early on in his career, as he would have been thrusted into play, probably as a freshman. Probably as a true freshman, get some time.
Can I ask you guys this? Who's the greatest baseball player you've ever seen? For me, it's Barry Bonds. Yeah. And like, I know he's not going to get in the Hall of Fame, but I know what I saw, and I don't need him getting to the Hall of Fame to justify to sort of put a cap on an incredible career with all this stuff behind the scenes and the allegations and scandals and steroids and all that stuff. Reggie Bush, whether he had his Heisman or not, still one of the best football players I've ever seen at the college level.
I'll say this.
Guy was unbelievable.
As a trophy winner. I won the Buckus and the Benaric, and those aren't anywhere close to being as reverenced and as respected as the Heisman. But nonetheless, that's our Heisman. The Benaric is the Defense Player of the Year. That's our Heisman. Getting the Buckus to me as a linebacker, that's a Heisman. And that's a part of my ultimate legacy. I get to say that I won the Buckus. I represent what would be considered the best linebacker in the country. I would not want to leave here based upon my legacy and what that means to, like, generations upon generations of my family, when I'm long gone from here, will have the ability to go to the College Football Hall of Fame, to go to Penn State's Hall of Fame, to go through the Penn State football building, multiple places where they can see what somebody who is a part of them directly from years and years ago is there.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I feel like he was fighting for his legacy. To have that Heisman. Sure, people acknowledge it, but the fact that it was not being acknowledged by the Heisman Trust, the Heisman itself, to me, I feel like that would hurt. And I know it would hurt, because I felt like I was in jeopardy when all of the Sandusky scandal that took place at Penn State, they wiped our record clean. So my Buckus year would have been wiped clean had they vacated the victories and kept it that way.
It would have gone that far to where they would take away individual
awards?
It goes
back to my freshman year.
Damn.
It would have went back. My freshman year would have been the only year that counted, and I didn't even play. So the idea of it is I would have literally never had a career at Penn State. You know what I mean? So I know it from a more intimate level, or I didn't break any rules, but somebody else's actions dictated what the ultimate, you know, legacy in the history of what I was able to accomplish as a player with my teammates. And it was a very intense feeling to know that everything that we did, all the hard work, all the preparation, the off season, the winter workouts, the training camps, the leading up to the games, all of it was for naught. It's just that's, you know, for what it's worth, you took the money, you broke the rules. Okay, if that's what it is, then stand on that. That's I have no problem with that. The idea of the rules being broken. But when you're talking about if you're looking at it from any other perspective, and I know for me, I didn't break any rules. So I'm looking at it from a perspective of it's purely about my legacy. So if Reggie Bush felt as though it was someone else that was more culpable, even if it was a family member, if it was not me that was doing this rule breaking, which I don't know the exact details. I don't know if Reggie Bush took the money. It could have been. I always was under the impression that it was a family member that took the money. That was what I had gotten. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if that is the case and that's the scenario where a family member was benefiting from somebody else during the course of this time, and I'm Reggie Bush, I do not want my legacy being ruined based off of somebody else's decisions that were connected to me. That's how I would look at it.
Yeah, and it goes back to the initial point. It's why it makes it much simpler. You just say, what'd the guy do on the field? Was he the best player? Yeah, there you go. Like it doesn't need to get more complicated than that. And that's unfortunately where I think some of these awards have gotten is they try. I mean, even the Hall of Fame. You know, for the NFL Hall of Fame, like, you see guys who should get in, but, well, how'd they treat them? How are they? And it's like, well, that's not really, like, how we viewed that player.
Terrell Owens. Yeah. I still don't get it. It's just.
I mean, he's the case figure for a guy that, no doubt, was one of the greatest wide receivers to ever do it. And yet, you know, people, how he treated the man. It's like, what, because he was doing abs? Because he's got a 12-pack and he was doing abs outside of his home? Like, what do you mean? Like what? What's there not to? What's not Hall of Fame worthy?
Yeah, it's. I look at it and I go, best player, one of the best players I've ever seen. That run Reggie Bush had against, was it
Fresno
a passing?
State.
Oh my God, man!
Yeah,
like he was
sorry,
so
Eddie.
Good.
Sorry, Eddie.
Yeah, sorry, Eddie.
Sorry, Eddie.
Sorry to reminisce on Reggie Bush's run against Fresno State. I'm sorry,
bro. I'll never forget.
He was so good, man.
Did I tell you we watched like as an entire team? We watched their Arizona State game before we played them in 05. And Charlie Weiss, who was our head coach at the time, the reason why he did it was because he wanted our entire offense to understand how good Reggie was. Like what our defense had to go up against. And so in order for us to even have a chance at winning, it wasn't just us playing the defense. We were playing their offense. Like, we had to run the ball. We had to control the clock. We had to limit their possessions. Like, he wanted us to see it. And I've always said this to people. He was one of the only players where, when I was watching it, every time he touched the ball against Arizona State that year when we were watching this game, it like would take your breath away. You were like, oh, we could take it. Oh, you're like every single time, you're like, he's going to take it to the house. There was never another player, at least, that I played against or afterwards where I felt like every single time he touched the ball, he could make 11 dudes miss and take it to the house.
Mine is Peter Wart. I just got to put it out there. Greatest college ball player in terms of that element. Peter Warwick was mine. I never seen anything like it. And I'd say Reggie Bush was as close as it came to seeing that. But just since we're having the conversation, I got to make sure got to make sure I put it out there because that's
put
just,
it out there.
You know, I just, yeah.
I mean, well, the other thing is like, I was almost going to say in my lifetime, but, you know, Barry Sanders was at Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
When I was like born, like when I was really, really young. So I don't recall Barry Sanders as a Oklahoma State Cowboy. I remember him as a Detroit Lion. When you go back and look at what he was able to accomplish,
crazy.
It's silly. It is silly for as few games as he played and the production that he had. In an era, too, where back then it wasn't like they weren't loading up the box to stop the run. Things weren't spread out. It wasn't like that. And he was still having the production he had. That was just ridiculous.
Well, my two favorite college football players of all time.
Thank you.
Brady Quinn and LeVar Arrington.
Thank you, John.
Oh, man,
that's
sweet.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
until my nephew starts playing at Middle Tennessee next year, then you guys can kiss my ass.
Mondevu or Antoine DeMele.
Antoine DeMele, that one.
Okay, all right.
By the way, if you can spell that, I'll buy you a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I can't even say it. But it's funny, I got a lion that's named Mondevu, so.
Yeah, well, look.
And we both named them from the same program, so. There you go.
Yeah. I was meant to be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio,
really
LeVar Arrington.
Over the top with that one.
Break. Like, really, really committed.
Like, took it really over the top. I get it.
So, coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, we're going to get the very latest draft buzz, speculation, rumors, all you want, all you need with day one of the draft coming up later on tonight. And it's yours next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now, we close up shop with another edition of UNEU Out. But right now, he is Albert Breer, and he is in, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. You can get him on X at Albert Breer. AB, what's happening? Happy draft day to you.
Hey, what's up, Jonas? How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I am curious, because you put out your – I do like the fact that you let it be known – your one and only mock draft. All right. You're too good for this version 2.0, 3.0. You can't be bothered with that crap because you're Albert Breer. So I got
to
know.
I don't know if you paid attention to the media news over the last couple of months, but it's been a tumultuous time for Sports Illustrated.
I have heard.
I may have been able to slide through without doing 2 or 3 mocks this year.
Is there a pick or a prediction in your mock draft that you look at and you go, I feel like that's the one that's going to be a surprise or going to go elsewhere, that now that you look back on it, now that it's all completed, you're waiting for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a little uncomfortable. I'll give you a few things I feel a little uncomfortable about. I feel a little uncomfortable about not giving the Broncos Bo Nix. Just because I think the more it's like, are they going to go into the season with Jared Stidham and Zach Wilson? You know, now I think if they do wind up with Bo Nix, like, it'll be some sort of creative solution because they don't have a second round pick. So, you know, could they move down? Maybe a team comes up for a tackle, tries to get in front of New Orleans, to go and get, you know, one of the top tackles. You know, that's possible. And I think if they move down, then maybe I'd feel okay. Like, now they're probably now Nix is really in play for them. You know, leaving the Vikings at 11 would be a gamble for them to stay at 11 and not move up. But I think they'd really like to keep the 23rd pick and use it on a defensive player if they can, and still, you know, get JJ McCarthy. So, you know, I certainly think, you know, like, could they move up with the Giants? The 6 of the Giants are looking to move down. Could they move up with the Titans? You know, there's a relationship between the general managers there. I think that that's possible too. You know, but I feel pretty good about the top. I'd say the top 7. I feel pretty good about, like, the way that that's going to play out. You know, with the 3 quarterbacks going at the top, I think Drake May will go 3rd overall. I think it'll either be to the Patriots, the Giants, or the Vikings. But I think ultimately the Patriots will stick at 3 and take him, would be my guess. You know, Marvin at 4, feel pretty solid about that. I don't know if anybody's going to bowl over Arizona with an offer. I think that the Chargers and Titans will take tackles at 5 and 7 if they stick, and I think one will get Alt, the other one will get Latham, and then my guess is the Giants will take a receiver at 6.
Awesome. Hey, Albert, do you feel like you guys missed out on an opportunity at SI? I mean, you guys could have done, like, your mock versus AI. You know, that would have been an interesting comparison, right?
That. Yeah, it's a good,
like,
way that
SI is not familiar with AI. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that I could help fuel the betting odds now. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of AI happening over there, and you know, apparently, like, I've had to hear how all the sharps have all their sources and everything else. And my guess is they're doing what everybody else is, which is reading people like me and getting all their information that way.
Wow. All right.
Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah, good
there
for you. Go. You.
I'm not going to take any jabs at you, AB. Don't worry. I'm just going to ask you.
That wasn't a jab.
I'm not bitter this really morning. I'm not bitter and worn out this morning. I'm okay with a lot.
All right. In terms of looking at the conversation surrounding the quarterbacks, does it get more intensified the closer we get to the draft starting, or does it kind of relatively stay the same? Because there's some people that are saying that Drake May versus Jaden Daniels, or Jaden Daniels versus Drake May. Then you're hearing J.J. McCarthy's name kind of entering into the mix to be a higher draft pick. Does that intensify, like, or is it kind of just kind of overstated right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think for most of these teams, well, all of them, the hay's in the barn now, you know. You know, look, like, the Giants went out to a Yankees game the other night. The Dolphins brought their scouts to a Panthers playoff game, you know. I heard one team, like, had the completion of their weight loss challenge for coaches and scouts, you know, on Wednesday. So I think, you know, what the last week has been, or what the last few days have been, is sort of, you know, starting to work the phones and working through trade scenarios. But the evaluations are done, you know, and this week in a lot of ways is sort of a celebration for the scouts and the personnel departments and in the completion of, you know, what is their year. You know, like, this is the same way, like, you know, coaches work year kind of ends at the end of the season. You know, a scout's work year ends at the draft. So, you know, I don't think that there's much movement on boards, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday of draft week. All of that stuff is done. Teams know where they're at with their quarterbacks. They know where they're at with their receivers, with the tackles. And, you know, like, I think what's left now is what's going to happen from a trade standpoint. So the Patriots, for example, I think really like Drake May at 3. I think the Giants and Vikings have some motivation to go up and see if they can get him. And so, you know, that still needs to play out a little bit. I think the Patriots stick. Arizona, like I said, like, they've sort of put out the signal to teams, like, we're not going to move until we're on the clock. So is there a team that is desperate enough to go up and get J.J. McCarthy at 4? I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Cardinals wind up sticking, but, you know, that's where I think, like, the tension of draft day can kind of get to. It can affect the trade market, but I don't think it affects the evaluation as much.
Albert Breer joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB. So the Bears' second pick in the top 10 is sitting at 9. In your mock draft, you have them going with Malik Nabers, but they only have 4 picks in the draft. Is there the potential that they could try and acquire more capital by moving back with a team trying to get aggressive?
Yes. Now, like, and I think Ryan Poles said it publicly, the 3 positions they're sort of focused on, you know, the quarterback taking care of at 1 are the offensive line, pass rusher, and receiver. Like, they'd like to come away with 1 of each. And if you look at it, they've only got, you know, 2 additional picks past 1 in the top 100, and that's the 9th pick and the 75th pick. And so I think they'd like to spin that 9th pick into more unless there's a special opportunity there. And the way I have it playing out is that special opportunity arises, you know, with Malik Nabers slipping to 9. You know, I think ultimately the approach that Ryan Poles, you've already seen it, but the approach Ryan Poles is going to take in building around Caleb Williams is going to be similar to, you know, what he was a part of in Kansas City when Patrick Mahomes was young and when they were really aggressive and, you know, going and getting guys like Sammy Watkins on the market to add to what they already had, drafting Mecole Hardman high, adding to what they already had with Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and those guys. I think you'll see them take a similar approach. And if there's an opportunity to add somebody they view as really special at 9, then they don't move. If they look at it and say, like, let's say Nabers is gone, and, you know, like, they don't view Bowers or Adunze as that sort of player, then I certainly think they would look at moving down, picking up some more capital, and maybe addressing the offensive line, you know, later in the first round. And then if they can pick up a day 2 pick, that would give them an opportunity to address receiver there.
Albert, we don't have much time, so I got a couple quick questions for you. What team that maybe isn't from the outside in need of a quarterback that could take one in your mind? And then the other question is, we heard Trey Hendrickson say he wants to be traded now. There was rumors that Brandon Ayuk was going to be traded at some point. What veteran player gets traded tonight? Do you think you're going to say, this is the guy who I think gets dealt tonight?
Okay. So, well, first of all, the teams that I think could, you should keep an eye on for quarterback, like Seattle with Penix potentially, and the Rams with Bo Nix. Like, that's a connection I've heard from a few different people over the last couple of weeks. You know, I here's the thing, Brady, that's really interesting about it to me, is I pay attention to who likes who. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's interesting, like, on Drake May, that the Vikings and the Giants are teams that are in on him, because that's Brian Daboll and Kevin O'Connell, right? I sort of feel the same way about Bo Nix now. I look at who's in on Bo Nix. Well, it's the Broncos and the Rams. That's Sean Payton and Sean McVay. Like, I sort of think that might mean something about who the player is. You know what I mean? So I think that sort of thing's worth paying attention to. I'd say the Rams could be one curveball team that takes a quarterback higher than you might think. You know, and then just as far as veteran players being moved, you know, like, Hendrickson makes more sense to me. Here's the thing. Like, I think what's going to be hard with the receivers now, and this is a development of the last over the last 48 hours, right? So with your Higgins, with your, you know, with your Brandon Ayuk, with your like AJ Brown, I think would be a little bit different because he's under contract. But look at what Amon-Ra St. Brown got. Like, if you look at the real money in that deal, he's getting about $28 million a year. So if you're a team potentially trading for Ayuk, trading for Higgins, right, they're only under contract for another year. How much harder did it get to re-sign those guys now? You know what I mean? Like, because if you're one of those guys, if you're Higgins or Ayuk, and St. Brown just got 28, well, you're not going for less than 30, right? So I think that that could complicate a trade. And that's why I would say like a Hendrickson might be a little bit more likely. Or even like, again, like an A.J. Brown, if the Eagles were to stumble into a receiver solution, would they listen a little bit more on A.J. Brown? I wouldn't totally rule that out, although I don't think it's likely because teams have called and inquired and they've shut them down up until now.
Get him on Twitter or X at Albert Breer. He'll have everything and all everything set and covered for you when it comes to the NFL draft. Any trades, updates, any of the reporting out there, Albert Breer is the guy to go to on that. AB, we appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, AB.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist at the MMQB.
Oh, come on. AI, I was just a friendly.
Lamar, you know how this works. Not every interview we do can be silky, okay? Sometimes you got to let it fly a little bit.
Is it really that complicated to talk about just things that matter in football? I don't know. But when it comes down to your nutrition, though, that's super simple. And – well, we're talking about silk and the flavors, the nutrition, the recipes. One thing that doesn't get enough attention, like some of the things being talked about in the draft, well, it's the shelf-stable options. I wonder if some of these prospects have that because they will be waiting. And you know what? You can stay fresh without refrigeration until opened. I'm talking about silk, that is. That's right. Go ahead and stock up. Learn more about silk products at silk.com.
Boom. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. We close up shop here on a Thursday morning with another edition of You In or You Out right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters?
Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. So we'll be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific. We are going to take a look back at the NFL draft, of course. Any surprises?
This song stinks.
I agree. I agree.
Wow. I just wanted to see you.
Really?
You was going to go there. No, I was joking.
This song's brutal.
You're a weirdo, Jonas.
Damn.
How are you going to just take a dump on YouTube like that?
Yeah, you can't do that. It's Bono.
Why not? They can get it, too. We're the can men. Anybody can get it.
Dang.
You know what you can get?
It's been a
later?
Show of broken hose.
You know? Yeah, by the way, if you're wondering why this has been a show about broken hose, just listen to the podcast. It'll be posted shortly after we go off the air. Also, a friendly reminder, our good friend LeVar Arrington is going to be the star of Fox Sports Radio.
That's right, baby.
Draft Night Live coming up later on tonight. So 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Give it to us.
LeVar is going to be telling Jay Glazer.
What time Pacific?
5 o'clock Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Hey. 5 Pacific. So that's where you can find LeVar later on tonight with Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage here. Always a fun event. And
then I'm just going to stay there and wait for us to do our show.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you driving back home? What's the point? Just stick around.
Isn't that crazy?
It's
literally
crazy.
Only like 3-4 hours after.
I would take a blow up mattress.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else would you blow up and take with you?
A doll.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, with the mattress.
Man. Well, I would have one in my car anyway in California just to drive in the HOV lane.
That's right. So,
with the brand be called Broken Hoe by Jonas.
Yeah.
By Jonas.
By Jonas.
Damn.
By Jonas.
Well, that said, it is time to close up shop with another edition of this.
This is really big news.
Two pros and a cup of Joe want you to know if they're in.
Yeah, please.
Or if they're out.
All right, lead to lab. What do we got?
Well, guys, you never hear this, but are you in or out on the NFL draft's official name, the annual player selection meeting?
Out.
What?
Yeah, that's the official name of the NFL draft.
Out.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
The annual player selection meeting is the official title of the NFL draft.
Out. Who the hell calls it that?
Nobody.
Did you guys know that?
No.
And don't
LeVar,
care.
You know that?
Don't care.
Me neither. Yeah,
all right.
Don't care.
All right. Out on that.
I think everybody is.
Yeah.
Collectively. All right, guys. Hey, Iowa Hawkeye cornerback Cooper DeGene.
Oh, what? Because he's white?
The unicorn.
No, he said Iowa. I wouldn't even.
That's
I felt
up,
like though. I made a horrible decision when I knew he was going to white corner. My bad. I take it back. I'm in.
Well, the unicorn was asked if he thinks he could beat fellow Iowa Hawkeye Caitlin Clark in a one-on-one. He said, yeah, probably. She could probably get a few buckets, but I think I could get it done. You guys in or out on that proclamation?
In.
And, by the way, for people who haven't seen him play basketball, granted it was in high school, that dude can play.
He dunks aggressively.
He can throw it down. He reminds you of Mac McClung a little bit from some of the highlights I saw. So I would take him.
Why can't he remind you of somebody who's not white? Isn't there another
black guy? It could, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I'm just remembering the last white dude I saw with hops like that.
What about Harold Miner? What about Harold Miner? Does he remind you of Harold Miner? Baby Jordan?
Baby Jordan. Yeah. Okay. Oh, moving on, Lee.
Well, keeping it kind of with Caitlin Clark, details emerged from the Big Three contract that was offered to her. It apparently included $10 million over 2 years, a percentage of team ownership, 50% revenue share on merchandise containing her name and likeness, and ownership of Big Three documentary with a seven-figure advance would have come out to about $15 million, plus the offer would have allowed her to play in the WNBA. Would you have been in or out on that deal?
And
you know what's crazy about that deal? She could have been rich, bitch!
Man, I'd be in on that deal. And so they're thinking that she never saw the actual more offer? Rich.
That is what the co-founder of the Big Three believes because of what she said, saying that she had never seen the deal, that she'd let other people kind of handle that stuff for her, and he thinks that's a conflict of interest.
Well, yeah, wouldn't you, if you were her, wouldn't you pull your representatives aside and be like,
that's
hey,
more
man.
Rich.
That's the too, only that's thing I wonder, does Nike give her the deal she got if she's not playing in the WNBA? Because that's a lot of money, too.
But she's still playing in the WNBA, so that's not like it was she sacrificing.
Yeah, she still would have.
But that's not a lot of money. So, wait, so she could have played in both?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why she didn't, though.
So you stacking $15 million on top of the $28 you're already getting. Like, come on, man.
Damn.
To play 3-on-3.
Caitlin, you ought to fire their ass and hire us. We'll get it. We'll get it done.
Guys, Ezekiel Elliott's reps met with the Cowboys, I believe, yesterday.
Out.
Would you have been in or out on a reunion between Zeke and the Cowboys?
In.
Oh, man, especially on Thanksgiving. Watch him jump in that little Salvation Army tub. That'd be fun.
Yeah, jeez.
Make it in.
Oh, no.
LeVar.
No, no.
LeVar's got him like he's one of the cast members of Cocoon.
I mean,
what is he, like 27?
He's a running back.
Yeah, listen.
I don't know.
I'm in on it, Lee.
I'm in.
No hate here.
And, guys,
out.
We have 5 Game 3s between the NBA playoffs and Stanley Cup playoffs.
Out.
All right, that's right.
Out.
That's draft day. Come on, man.
Yeah, get out of
out.
Here.
All apologies.
All right.
We've got priorities here on this show.
It's nice try, Lee.
Jeez,
I'm sorry.
F you, Lee.
Unbelievable. Broken hoe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!